RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This one could be a 2-on-1 once it's settled, and it is! Oh, what a save by Luukkonen! That was magic by the Sabres goaltender, and he had to be great there to keep this a 1-0 game.
Wow. UPL against the Devils there, I do believe. And he played fantastic against New Jersey, a team that has had Buffalo's number over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and they're great game from him.
Yeah, those He'll jerseys also tonight. From the Devils were bad.
Oh, yes, they are awful.
Yeah, and good PSA there. UPL is starting tonight if you didn't catch our last segment.
Yes, so Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in that tonight as the Sabres take on the Bruins. 7 o'clock tonight. Pregame will start at 6 here on WGR. Of course, the Bills taking on the Eagles tomorrow. In so far, as the schedule says, and how it's currently lining up, it would be the second last game in the current Highmark Stadium. 803-0550 is the number to call, and we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Ernesto. Ernesto, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. Long, long time listener. First time caller. Really love your show.
Thank you.
Finally got the courage to call in here.
So absolutely.
I spend a lot of time at home on the internet, and I have come across that, you know, that gentleman who does the, I believe it's some type of dance, the thigh dance. And he put out a injury report about Josh Allen's foot. And I thought it was interesting for a couple things. First, last year when Josh Allen hurt his hand, there was a lot of photographer images of his hand up close. But for some reason this time, I cannot find any Josh Allen foot pictures. I'd like to see what kind of swelling he's dealing with and what his digits look like. Now, with a tough weather game and the playoffs already in grasp, do you think the Bills put more pressure on Josh Allen's foot? And do you think we'll see more pictures of Josh Allen's feet in the near future? Thank you.
All right.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ernesto. And if you're concerned about Josh Allen with his foot, I don't think us getting those pictures is going to help anybody.
No, normally those aren't free anyway. So just looking, though, with Allen's foot, I don't think he'd play unless he was physically able to. And you know he likes to play through injuries. You know, he's not going to go down easily, Allen. So he's going to – if he can play, he's going to play. And I think that's where we're at this point. Because truthfully, the division's not out of the question. So like you can't –
the division's still in play.
It's still very much in not very much, but it's still in play.
It's very much in play until New England does not lose to either the Jets or the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's in play.
Right, and the Bills have to win out. So it is in play. to the point where you're not going to just sit Allen for 2 weeks and be like, yeah, you know what, let's be the seventh seed and go to New England or wherever you would end up at that point. It's not there. He's going to play if he's going to play. I think that's where we're at this point.
Yeah, and that's probably where we're at, is that you do need to have the ability to put some balance on it, worry about the injury, but at the same time, it's going to take actual damage, like damage to keep Josh Allen out of the lineup. That's just
right.
How it is.
Physically unable to participate. Like, he
right.
can't. Cannot.
So, Allen played the rest of the Browns game, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he went to the locker room. They did an X-ray.
They went
negative.
To the locker room because it was the end of the half anyway. So
yeah,
they
he wouldn't have if it was the middle of the second quarter and he still had 18, or not 18, but if he still had 8 minutes left, he wouldn't have gone to the locker room, I don't
right.
think. But
so I think we'll see how it goes, obviously. But there's still enough for the Bills to play for that Allen's going to be in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they're going to put too much pressure on it if he didn't practice a couple of times during the week. Obviously, there was Christmas on Thursday. So,
and the practice reports were all over the place because they had practice Tuesday. You didn't get an injury report from that
practice. But it was a walkthrough.
So, but you didn't get an official injury report from the team, which is like the weirdest part about that.
So
then it was just Wednesday,
allows
Thursday.
It to be convenient that you can kind of just more or less let Allen
rest,
be as limited can be.
Yeah.
And
he was a full participant yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's fine.
Yeah, they'll be all right. We'll see what happens, obviously. But again, just to ease your concerns a little bit, and hey, appreciate you calling in. I think he's fine. And, he's also a sicko who will play through everything that he can.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he wore the
for
glove
better
all
for
last
worse.
Season with a broken hand.
Yeah, for better or for worse. Yeah, won an MVP on the heels of a broken hand that he suffers in week one because he hurtled over a human being.
Yeah, and rumbled into the end zone, like over the top of him. So, like, there's only so much you're going to be able to do for him to come out of a game, like in all seriousness. So
yeah.
He's fine. He's practicing in full at the end of the week after the holiday. He's going to play the last 2 weeks of the season. And he had regular shoes on, too, in practice. He didn't have, like, a special thing on the right foot or whatever, right? Like, a big different sneaker, like, to help compress or, like, give it more room. He was in his usual cleats, so he's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about there. I am intrigued to see how this team does against a talented defense in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. That's been kind of Philly's staple, as Chris Giacobello, who joined us earlier, was saying. It's not normally the case, but the offense has kind of stifled in a lot of ways compared to what it was last year, and they're able to win games off the heels of a pretty scrappy defense, and I think that is what you're watching with this team.
I wouldn't even say scrappy. They're talented.
Oh, yeah.
They're high-end talent on that defense, and I think you can go ahead and just give them the proper credit. It's a great roster. On that side of the football, it is a talented roster. They're going to be without N'Kobe Dean, but they have the depth. And mm-hmm. whether it's up front with Dwayne Carter or not Dwayne Carter, why did I I goofed that one pretty bad there. Give me a second there.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I suddenly forgot that name there. But you have Jordan Davis up front. You have Jalen Carter. I don't know
yes,
why.
Yes, Jalen Carter, yeah. That's
yes.
right. Yeah.
Jalen Carter. I don't know why I forgot.
I didn't remember it off the top of my head either, so I couldn't.
I brought up the Bills' defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So nice job, me. But you've got Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis up front. Quinyon Mitchell is in the secondary there. Reed Blankenship's a solid safety. Zach Bond's one of the better linebackers in the league.
Yeah.
They have a lot everywhere. And it's not an accident. We talked about how we made fun of the Ravens for having six Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have five. They're all on defense.
Yeah. Well, they're deserved. That's a big difference there, I would say, right?
Like, right.
They're deserved. Vic Fangio has had a very good season as their defensive coordinator.
Oh, and one of those Pro Bowlers I didn't mention in the secondary, Cooper DeJean.
Yes, Cooper.
A versatile piece that is able to be a bit of a ball hawk for them. So... yeah, there's a lot of good pieces up and down the lineup. Rookie Jihad Campbell is also very good. It's going to be annoying dealing with the Eagles tomorrow with that defense, because the Bills have oftentimes, when it's been great defenses, that's where they've faltered a little bit.
Yeah.
Great defenses or great defensive performances. Very rarely have they won the close, tight-knit struggle. Most notably, you look at Houston as one of those games where there's a dominant defense and
a backup.
You're still so upset about that game.
Derek, I can't see past that game. And that's the thing where I don't want to play them. Because,
but it's akin to what the Bills, how the Bills have won this year.
Yeah,
they don't win the low scoring affair. They've typically won the high scoring ones
against the good quarterbacks and good teams.
The lowest scoring affair that they actually win is Pittsburgh, 26-7, and that had more to do, I think, frustratingly, with the game plan, knowing that you had two offensive tackles out.
Yeah, but, so you had to fix that or do as much as you could, and they did.
And then the Bills' defense is the one that turns the game on its head, because remember, it's 7-3 going into halftime. Pittsburgh's getting the ball.
Yeah, Bosa has the big forced fumble. Benford gets into the end zone, and then Benford has an interception on the ensuing drive.
Yeah.
So
I would even actually look at Cleveland as that kind of game where like it turns into a defensive struggle.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the Bills win that. That's the next closest that you can get actually score-wise when it comes to it. There are not many games where the Bills win when they don't score at least 23 points.
Yeah. I was really struggling during that Browns game to really see this team making a deep playoff push just because of the way that went. But I guess any given Sunday is the way to think about things like that. And
they've actually won one game where they've scored 23 points.
The Browns game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
They've lost against Houston where they scored 19. They lost against Miami where they scored 13.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, they scored 14. And the first Patriots game, they scored 20.
Yeah.
They don't do well if they don't score. And that tells you the defense is on its last legs.
Mm-hmm.
And against Philadelphia, an offense that has been hilariously...
Can I ask, though, in those games...
Self-sabotaging.
In those games, what did the defense allow? What was the final score in those games, if you're looking at them?
23 against New England, 24 against Atlanta, including only 3 points in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
30 against the Dolphins, the dam eventually breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then 23 against the Texans.
So realistically, it's, I don't know, I would put it less on defense. They're still getting a piece of the blame pie in those losses. Don't get me wrong. I'm not completely expunging their record on that. That's your offense just not being able to function properly. That's what that is. And I think that's where my question
more looks into the context of if they don't score more than 20, they have to score more than 20 points. They're a game of blackjack.
Yeah.
They have to score 21 or more.
Yes. Like, in all seriousness, there's no way they win without putting up that number of points. Your defense is actually going to hold them to 20 or less, or 25 or less, whatever you want to say, right? In the shootout game, sure. There have been shootout games. Don't get me wrong.
Tampa
being one of them.
Bengals,
Baltimore.
Patriots, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. So, like, against the good teams, though, you're able to kind of go blow for blow. These quarterbacks they've lost to, Derek, Penix.
Right.
Davis Mills. Like, what? What?
Tua.
Who's the third string emergency quarterback for Miami right now?
A man who got benched.
Like, it's,
there's a loss to Drake May, but, you know.
Okay. That one, I can be like, okay, you're going to split with New England probably.
But the offense turned the football over 3 times in that game.
They did. And had penalties galore. They were beating themselves that game.
Themselves a lot that game.
So, like, those, you can look at genuine reasons for those losses, but, like.
I've got good news for you. Tomorrow they play a good team.
They do play a good team.
Tomorrow they play a talented team.
You actually kind of expect them to do well against this team. Like, that's kind of what they do. So, and that's kind of where the playoffs, you do have a little bit of a glimmer of hope, right? Because a lot of these teams in the playoffs,
they don't often get put down by teams, like blown out by teams.
No.
Like, throughout the entirety of McDermott's regime, they don't get blown out by teams. The Dolphins game was such an anomaly because the offense was so anemic that eventually the defense just could not hold on anymore.
Well, yeah, and it was still actually 100 degrees outside in that game, too.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, no, I'm just saying physically, you get exhausted a lot faster.
I'm just talking about time possession in that game.
Well,
Bills
sure.
Were not,
but
holding on to the football.
It still stands. It's when you're out in those temperatures, that environment, the humidity, and you're out there for as long as you were, that's that. Like, you're not, unless the offense is scoring, you're not winning that game.
I more or less look at the offense did not score anything for three quarters. That's how you lose.
Right. Because you're putting too much on the defense and they can only take so much.
They can only hold on for so long.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Again, they've, like you said, they've stepped up against quality competition this year.
But then they played down to abysmal competition. And Davis Mills looked like an all-pro quarterback.
And they've done that multiple times. The first Dolphins game, the Saints, Atlanta. Atlanta in particular.
A lot of first halves, especially with these lesser teams, they tend to let them walk all over.
Now, here comes your litmus test. You ready? Are the Bills able to get away with that nonsense against Philly? The first half, letting teams do whatever the heck they want offensively. Do you get away with it against Philadelphia?
They didn't do it last week. It was pretty opposite,
It was actually the opposite. You're right.
Their first half was a lot better than their second half against Cleveland.
And that's been the opposite of the script for the three games prior.
Yeah. So, like, that's where my thing went from being just a second half team to not being able to play a consistent 60 minutes of football.
Last time they did that was Carolina in week eight?
Eight. Pittsburgh, you could maybe argue. No, that first half was abysmal.
That first half was terrible.
Like that, you just remember the highs, and then you actually remember these games, and it's like, no, they actually can't do that. Baltimore, they won that game, but they were down bad. It was just this consistency issue, I think, is the biggest thing. Because, yes, they can bring it back in the second half. Yes, they can put it away in the first half. But how bad was it in the first half, or how bad was it in the second half that it got close, right? Like, that's just kind of,
honestly,
that's my concern going into the playoffs.
The other
here.
Game that you can look at is this is how stressful the Bills year has been. Mm-hmm. A 28-21 victory against the Kansas City Chiefs is considered one of the less stressful games that I've endured for the year.
Right. And then all of the meaning of that game went out the window when they didn't make the playoffs.
Eventually, but
so they were a quote-unquote bad team.
But it was a complete win at that time. It was nice. It was meaningful. It was very much, Kansas City's going to get theirs, but can you just make sure that you can control the game? And that's what they did. They controlled the game.
Yeah, it was easy because Kansas City didn't have a run game.
Yeah.
So when you don't have to worry about stopping the run, it's pretty good. You let Kareem Hunt just get his little chips every so often. They're going to throw. So, I mean, it was a pretty good game plan against the Chiefs, but I don't know. I do want to get more into the AFC playoff picture. Maybe not from the Bills just getting in standpoint, but these teams they're going to play are kind of the, are you bad? Or you know what I'm saying? Some of them, especially the Steelers. If they play the Steelers as the 5 seed, are you going to let them win the first half again or make it close towards the end of the, that's where I get nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
And that's kind of where you're at with this Bills team of, the Buffalo Bills can beat quite literally anybody. At their best, they are one of the best teams in the AFC, and that's not hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
They're also their biggest enemy. And this isn't like Seattle where you're oh my goodness, we're looking at possibly getting the 1 seed. No. The Bills have been looking for that for the longest time. It's the one path that they haven't tried. Well, hang on. Now here comes another one that they haven't really tried. Ever since the Bills have started to really show up, Joe, they haven't taken the wild card route either. Mm-hmm. It's not the one you want.
Right.
But it's the one that's currently lined up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar in the way of like, yeah, you have to play the extra game. That's kind of what you were trying to avoid with the one seed. And yet, here they are. Once again, Joe, ho-hum, the calendar flips to December, and they're not messing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've won four straight, as we kind of expect them to do to close out seasons. You close out the year winning 5 of your last six of your last eight.
Yeah.
You're kind of on a tear. But you're also not on, we haven't lost lately, tear. Kind of like what's going on with Jacksonville all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Because Liam Cohen's got that figured out right now.
I am one of those that, like, yeah, sometimes you do have to pay the bill. Jacksonville's won six straight. Houston's won seven straight. But right behind them, in terms of win streaks, are the Chargers and the Bills.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers are interesting just because of the injuries on their offensive line. And I don't know. The Bills,
they do manage to keep winning.
Here's the thing. I worry that the Bills running the table to end the season like they normally do is going to affirm that this is a winning strategy down the road, right? If they're still in the play for the division, they're still in play for all of this, they're going to the playoffs, they're the only one of the AFC godfathers that are remaining from the years past, right? The regime, if you will.
Right.
I worry that's going to affirm that we have Josh Allen and we could stick him with anybody and that's gonna work, right? And James Cook is there. He's a big reason they are where they are. These games where the passing offense just hasn't worked, what's worked? The rushing offense. So they've been able to kind of challenge on and off each other whenever they have to. But how long until that strategy just completely falls out? Like right now, sure, that's kind of what we have to live or die by, right? Josh Allen and whoever he's got have to get the job done with James Cook. But if that's still the strategy in the offseason, that's kind of where I get nervous with this hot streak to end the year and going into the playoffs. Because I don't want it to affirm that this is how this should be going, because it's not.
I think this year they're not going to take the wrong lessons from that.
I hope not.
No, because there is a little added pressure now on how the roster's been constructed. So that tells me it's not going to be different, or that it is going to be different this year, because there's a little heat now where it wasn't in years past. Typically, it's, oh, it's the coach. He can't beat the Chiefs. He's always got this bugaboo, yada, yada, yada. But now the national media has caught on a little bit of like, oh, this roster's not really constructed all that great over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So knowing there's heat on you typically means you need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that's what will happen there with Brandon Bean. Is like, oh, okay. I was a little boisterous about something, and it didn't work. So we need to fix this.
Yeah.
That's probably how that one's going to go. I'm not in his head, but I'm not going to assume that he's going to take the wrong lesson and go, oh, we just have Josh Allen, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the way I'm going to take that from the general manager. I would imagine that if I even said those words, I would properly get chewed out for that, as a matter of fact. So, no, I'm not worried about like them taking the wrong lessons out of this season. If they somehow, for example, were to win the AFC East, if the Jets did the unthinkable and whatever his name is, Brady Cook or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He's got Brady in the name, guys, so it can happen.
Stop.
Or legacy game incoming.
Yeah, if the Jets or Dolphins somehow trip up New England here and the Bills win the AFC East, trust me when I say this, I believe 0%.
A lot more people think it's going to be Miami, by the way. I put that poll out, like I told you. Yeah. 543 votes for they're the Jets, right? The 86% leaning towards they're the Jets.
Yeah.
And any comments are saying Miami, yes, Jets, no. So yeah. A lot of people are more confident in the Dolphins, but
because they have a better roster.
I don't think I'm too confident in either tripping up New England. They're kind of running. So
how's this? I'm more confident in the team that has double the wins of the other.
Yeah, but you know better than I do, Derek, that would be the little shiv, right? Just like, oh, we got him.
No, ready? If the Jets beat the Patriots, it more confirms my theory that the NFL is on a drunken brawl crawl this year.
I think it doesn't need to be confirmed anymore, and I think that would be the icing on the cake.
That would be the final confirmation. Like, okay, the NFL is clearly drunk this year. Make it stop. I don't want to be on this roller coaster anymore. Get me to the playoffs where I go on that, you know, like the attractions where they drop you in the bungee or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just put me on one of those rides now instead so that I can free fall. Because I'm done with the wooden roller coaster that is this season.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Bills, Eagles tomorrow. Sabres tonight looking to get to win number 8 on this winning streak. They take on Boston tonight. No Rasmus Dahlin in the lineup for the Sabres. But, again, there was something that happened with Boston. They only just got here a little bit ago. So they did not have a chance to go through their morning skate. They did not have a chance to go through their normal routine for this evening. Pre-game for that one starting at 6. Face-off at 7 tonight here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.